This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Pastoral letter from Santa Fe's Archbishop. Living in the light of Christ's peace. A conversation toward nuclear disarmament. On January 11th, Archbishop of Santa Fe, John C. Wester, released his historic pastoral letter, Living in the Light of Christ's Peace, a conversation toward nuclear disarmament. The Archbishop said in part, quote, "In September 2017, I traveled to Japan and visited Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It was a somber, sobering experience as I realized that on August 6th, 1945, humanity crossed the line into the darkness of the nuclear age. We can now kill billions of people instantly and even destroy the world in a flash. The reality of this evil becomes very real as you walk through Hiroshima and Nagasaki today. In one exhibit, I read about school children in Hiroshima who, on that fateful morning in August 1945, ran to the windows, attracted by a bright light. I wonder how many were running to their deaths, either instantaneously incinerated or dying later in agonizing pain. Normally, light brings new life and clearer vision. Not that day. Sadly, the light generated by the first nuclear explosion used in war brought only destruction and death. Those Japanese school children had no time to be afraid. They had no time to run, and there was no home left to run to. Within a day or two of my return to New Mexico, I took some friends to the New Mexico History Museum. There I saw a different exhibit with a different story. With Hiroshima and Nagasaki still fresh in my mind, I read about the Manhattan Project, the development of the Los Alamos and Sandia National Laboratories, and the creation of the nuclear bombs that were eventually dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It was eerie to see photos of little boy and fat man when I had just been in those very places only weeks before. I knew now what those bombs did to our Japanese brothers and sisters. It seemed blasphemous to me that we could create a weapon with the potential to destroy our entire planet, our common home, given to us by a loving God to be cared for and nurtured so that all might live in God's peace. It became clear that the Archdiocese of Santa Fe must be part of a strong peace initiative, one that would help make sure that these weapons would never be used again, that we would never destroy our planet or one another, that instead we would clean up our poisoned land and fund global institutions that resolve all international conflicts through nonviolent means, such as dialogue and negotiation," end quote. View the full release on YouTube and the Archdiocese website. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.